Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites, and Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
It's been a very difficult few months, and more specifically now, it's been a really difficult past couple of weeks. But I do have hope. And I have hope because I see the young people who are stepping up. Like, there's this young guy from St. Paul Academy, started a GoFundMe for minority-owned businesses harmed by looting in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's Alex Radson. He's a high school student at St. Paul Academy on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, raised tens of thousands of dollars. Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well, Corey. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to connect with you. First off, how old are you? What year are you in school?
So I'm 17 years old and just graduated from my junior year and moving on to senior year next year.
Okay, so senior year. What are you involved in at school?
You know, I participate in various clubs, one of them being the business club that has some applications that I'm doing here, other activities like soccer and debate. So I try to be involved in my community at school to the best degree that I can.
You're busy.
Yes, I try to be.
Yeah, that's good. You have any idea what you want to study after school, what you're going to go into?
I've always been interested by issues of economics. It's something I've done in my personal reading from a professional perspective and an academic perspective. So I think probably econ at this point, but I'm open to various paths to see what develops.
Well, Alex, I want to ask you about your GoFundMe page. Why did you start this up? What compelled you to do this?
I think, like many members of our community, I reacted with sadness as I saw minority-owned businesses harmed by the violence that followed these George Floyd protests. Given the unique role of business ownership in creating long-lasting wealth in this country, this destruction, in spite of the noble aims of the protests themselves, only served to exacerbate the insidious economic conditions of racism and racial wealth inequality. In 2016, for example, the median African-American family only had a net worth that was one-tenth of that of the median white family. With all this in mind, I just wanted to do whatever I could to help these businesses and these minority entrepreneurs during these extremely challenging times. I do think it's necessary, though, to acknowledge that whatever this fundraiser will raise in the end, whether it's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, is really just a drop in a bucket of much larger, deep-seated systemic issues that we're going to need to address as a country, as a community, moving into the future. Having said that, this is a way for me to try to effect some change on a small, bottom-up, individual scale. And I do hope that the multiplicative nature of economic development will allow for these donations to have broader effects than the original dollar amount that they represent.
Yeah, 100%. And you spoke so eloquently there. I guess just take one step back then with the GoFundMe page. What are the funds for and who is this for?
So this GoFundMe page is for the Metropolitan Economic Development Association, commonly known as MEDA. It's a Minneapolis-based nonprofit that tries to encourage minority businesses and entrepreneurship. They have over 50 years of assisting these communities. They've helped over 20,000 entrepreneurs. They've helped start over 500 businesses. And these specific funds will be allocated to those affected by the recent violence, whether that's in financing for repairs, whether that's in operation costs associated with that. So it's specifically aimed at these recent events, but they will also be used to help encourage entrepreneurship businesses in the future in these affected areas.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Last I checked, you were at 32,000, but can people still help out?
Of course, any donation of any size will be greatly appreciated. If your listeners would like to donate, they can go to GoFundMe and search either that title that you mentioned earlier, minority-owned businesses harmed by looting in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and MSP, or they can just search Metropolitan Economic Development Association to be directed to that GoFundMe where they can donate. And as I said before, any donation, small or large, is incredibly helpful in tough times.
Well, Alex, you're incredibly intelligent. You've got a huge heart. What was there? Was this just something you wanted to do for your community, or was there a personal attachment to you here too?
This is something that probably hits close to home for me. I'm the grandson of Middle Eastern immigrants who came here in the 1960s, and through perseverance, my grandfather was able to start a medical office that achieved some success. And I think you could say that my family overall has achieved what you could consider the traditional American dream. And for me, just to think that that business that my grandfather owned could be destroyed in one night by these acts of violence, it's really a chilling thought. And I think it helped me understand the predicament that these businesses are in. And something that we shouldn't neglect as well is that this is on top of the issues of the coronavirus and the shutdown that we've seen. Yeah. So for these businesses, many of them in the service industry could not operate for months, and now you have this. It's so difficult for them, and if we can help them grow, prosper, rebuild, that's probably one of the most helpful things that can be done right now.
Man. Alex, you have an incredibly bright future. I am proud to get to know you today, and excited to see your senior year and then to see where you end up from there. Thank you so much for your time and for all that you're doing, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mommy, look at my boat. It's sailing.
Introducing the Her Journey Around the World started in our overflowing bathroom sink policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit AmFam.com for homeowners policy information.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.